Thank you, Jeremy Cabbage. Unfortunately, don't have much to agree with Jimmy on this one. Strongly oppose this motion. Make sure I don't forget to make this point, Sue had mentioned the 140% projection, but as she also stated, those projections go down throughout the year all the time as we get more observer data in and we go into the low bycatch months, which we are entering now. So trips that are taken now are going to have a lower D to K ratio and bring down the overall average. And so we have what happens every year. This has been consistent. Every year we've done this, it starts going up about this time of year, and then it starts dropping like a stone towards the end of the year, and we end up much lower. So that 140 number, I wouldn't give really any credence. I understand she put it out there as being where it is, but she properly put in those caveats that it drops like a stone. So we're going to be much closer to around 100% than the 140%. So anyone throwing around the 140% number is just trying to scare you, frankly. On this, I understand the arguments behind history, and while many fisheries have been allocated that way, this one hasn't. This will be the first time you do it this way. It wouldn't be consistent with the way you've done it all the way through till now, and you'd be changing it at a time when you're then basically giving a fishery what you know isn't nearly enough to prosecute its fishery. This doesn't allow access to Georgia's Bank. You know, we're going to push for on the scallop plan to allocate based on scallops, as we should, has been said by many people. But this amount doesn't get it done. And you're just knowingly over-allocating a fishery doing this. And how you would still then allow for a directed fishery to go on at such low levels and take another fishery under to allow this minuscule directed fishery doesn't make any sense. So the 90% option isn't right. This wasn't right. There's something in the middle. We have time because we have two council meetings on this topic. You can introduce a new option now. Something in the middle. 50-50, something like that, that allows both to go forward. Because this, just like you didn't want to take down the groundfish fishery, and I get that, this one kills the scallop fishery. You're one very successful fishery. You're going to kill it over yellowtail to allow a non-existent directed fishery to go forward? Is that really what the council's going to do here? I don't like speaking ill of the groundfish fishery or going after them, but let's see, at 218 metric tons, there's no reason for a directed fishery at that level. And then to give the scallopers what you know isn't nearly enough to go after a fishery where they're already looking at 30% reductions. You know, you're talking about with this alternative, you're taking $240 million out of the economy. $240. Let that be a campaign ad. That's just not reasonable. That's not responsible management. Let's get to a responsible solution that this isn't. Hopefully when we get the assessment fixed and we go back to reasonable levels of yellowtail, then we can talk about something like this. But we're not there. And you can't ignore that. And you have to look at, okay, how do we get both fisheries forward? Because taking $240 million out of this economy is ludicrous. Not acceptable. And to do it to quote-unquote save a fishery that by their own statements doesn't exist anymore. Yes, they need fish to go after the haddock, but they don't need 84% to go after the haddock. Not with a separator trawl. Thank you.